That was every Mary-Kate and Ashley movie was like, I'm a tomboy. I'm a girly girl. I'm smart. I am a fucking idiot. Like, it was always just like.
You're listening to We Die First, a podcast for black horror fans by black horror fans.
Spooky Squad.
What's up, Spooky Squad?
I just did a very big yawn that you all did not hear, but that is why Andrew is laughing at me.
Hear or see, you're truly missing out.
I'm a very sleepy girl.
The kind you don't take home to mother.
Well, the kind you don't take home to mama. To mama. Yeah. Oh my goodness, yesterday was, we're recording this, it's the day after Mother's Day. Did you do anything fun?
I just had that Second City show. We, and you know the main stage, right? It holds like 300 people. It was a house of like 50. Because it was a noon show. Who's trying to go see sketch comedy at noon on a Sunday? Just those 50 moms.
It is a weird time.
It was a weird time. But, it was nice. It was fun.
Cool.
That's all I did. I had that, and then I just had rehearsals.
Okay, cool.
How about all you? Right.
Not much. I just hung out with my friend and with Evan because my mom lives in Maryland, but I will be seeing her in 2 weeks. So we'll probably do more kind of like bonding with mom then. But I gave her a call and we just chatted on the phone and stuff, and that was nice. I hope our Spooky Squads had Mother's Day can be very challenging. So I hope that you all had a healing and restful Mother's Day, however that way that might look for you.
I do like this is a weird segue into what I'm about to say.
No, go for it.
But, I feel like, and that's very true, right? Like, Mother's Day can be very hard, given people's circumstances. But I do like the just discourse of, like Father's Day, if you have a dad, hopefully he's still around. And it's like, I'm sorry, Mother's Day can be hard.
Yes, because people can only have mommy issues. There are no daddy issues.
And I say this selfishly as someone that might be a father someday. I was like, man, I want to be showered in adoration, not just the butt of a joke.
Oh no, I can't wait. Like, I mean, that's why I want to have kids, is only for Mother's Day.
Only, yeah. It's like, I'll see you in a year.
Right, I don't see them for the rest of the year. I show up for pancakes in bed. And then I leave.
I say all this. This started out with it's like, I hate people like using Father's Day as the butt of the joke. Like, fathers don't try. It's like, but I'll only try that day and then I'm gone.
See ya, sucker. Mm. See ya, squirt. I love movies where dads say, call their kids like, hey, buddy, squirt. It's like funny to me because neither of my parents ever like referred to me like they would call me like, my mom would call me like sweetheart, but like she wouldn't be like, my dad was never like, hey buddy, like why would he say that?
I wish you had
like, we're not friends.
I wish you had a name that was very like, like you had a nickname which was just the shortening of it, it's like I was Andy growing up, but my dad was always like, it's like, Andrew, good morning, nice to meet you. Every day was just meeting him for the first time. That would be a funny bit.
Did he really do that? So funny.
No, because that would be hilarious, though. I think looking back, I
if you wish... have a kid, you need to do that. You need to just like say good morning to them every day, like you're just meeting.
Yeah, but like that sweet spot, like like they're older than like 5 or 6, so you've established like you love them and all that, and then just as a dumb bit, you're like, "Good morning, Charles. My name's Chuck. Charles, nice to meet you. We're going to be meeting in the boardroom for breakfast."
I love that. Yeah. Like, what is that being a parent if not just like doing bits with your kids?
Oh, truly. That is the only thing I see my friends do with their kids. I was like, ah, that's cool. Like, I was like, fine.
Yeah, like, I want to
But
do a
then,
fun, I want to do fun jokes with my
I
child.
yeah, I want a built-in sidekick that's dependent on me for 18 years.
Who thinks I'm like the funniest and most interesting, my most beautiful person they've ever seen?
And then we'll hit an age where they like 180 hard.
Fucking hate me.
I know. I know. Every time I feel like a little jaded and shitty, like we all have the friend, and it's usually an acquaintance, right? If it's a friend, you love seeing the kid. You're like, you're my best friend, so I love your kid. It's usually an acquaintance where you're like, stop posting this kid. It's not interesting. It's not doing anything cool. And then I'm like, calm down, Andrew. Give it 10 more years, and that thing's gonna hate that person. And
Oh
I'm
my
like,
God, I know someone in high school from high school who has like three children, but I noticed that she doesn't post one of them as often. I think it's because it's not as cute as the other two. Like, I'm sorry.
uh-huh.
I think they're all cute, but one of them is noticeably less cute than the others, and they are noticeably not found on their timeline. And I'm just like, wow, is it because your kid's not cute enough for like is they're not the cute, they're the least cute? That's really fucked up.
That kid's gonna when they start looking through all like the trying to find like pictures like for like graduation or like weddings or whatever ceremonies in their adult life, they're like, Mom, I noticed there are like no pictures of me. It's like, oh, that's we must have ran out of film.
Yeah, like, but everything was digital. They're like,
Oh my God,
film.
we ran
Like,
out of
we're out of
electricity.
Kodachrome. It's like, what?
Yeah.
But that went out of circulation for like 15 years. What do you mean?
Do you remember that period when like everything was digital, but then it was like a fad to have like the instant Polaroid cameras? It was that time when you were young, but then we ran out of Polaroids. That's why we have no pictures of you
Yeah. Those
specifically.
Polaroids get expensive, so we stopped. And that's why you're not photographed.
Damn.
Sally.
Sounds like that kid would have some epic mama issues.
Yes, absolutely. Mother, may I continues with mama. I can't say mama without like being like mama. Like I can't like, it's mama, mama. Why am I crazy? Mama. Directed by Andy Muschietti, who we have seen before because he did the It movies.
Yes, and then titular mama, I remember, like, I only put it together now, but I'm like, man, why do these, like, spooky things go in my mind together, like that and something in it? Because Mama looks just like the flute painting that, like, harasses Stanley in the new It movies.
Exactly. Yep, that's exactly what it looks like. So always interesting to kind of see where, a director kind of pulls inspiration or maybe takes something they did and then kind of expands or
Yeah.
whatever, little references. But the movie is directed by Andy Muschietti. It's also important to point out that it was executive produced by Guillermo del Toro because it has his stamp all over it. It's dark fantasy, dark fairy tale type of vibes. It
Someone
stars.
actually like in a bodysuit being like a weird contortionist little freak.
Yeah, he loves little freaks. I'm surprised he hasn't done like, I mean, you cannot, okay, I'm gonna sound like every older comedian today who's like, you couldn't make The Office today. And it's like, you literally could. But like, I was gonna say, like, he should remake Freaks, that movie from the 30s. But I was like, oh, wait, no, that is actually one movie you cannot remake today. Freaks, like, it's like, yeah,
Yeah,
no, like,
yeah.
that needs to stay in the 30s. But yeah. That's the only example you could use.
Want to sound like I don't want to sound like an old comedian, but he should re you couldn't remake Birth of a Nation now.
Listen, all I'm saying is that I wish that old comedians would say that about shit that actually could not remake. Like
Yeah.
they can't make again. Heil, honey, I'm home. Yeah, actually, that was risky when they made it, okay? And it got canceled because it should have been. Anyway, that was a crazy. Have you ever seen that show?
No.
Heil, Honey, I'm Home. It's like a British sitcom, but it's like it is a spoof. It is a spoof on like corny sitcoms from yesteryear. But in this one, Adolf Hitler and Eva Braun play like a kooky sitcom couple that move in next door to a Jewish couple. And that is the show. And it's like, oh, yuck, 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 like old sitcoms, but it's Hitler.
This sounds like a sketch that could exist now,
Right. But it was an actual show.
would have like a punchline to try and be like, don't be anti-Semitic.
No, it's a lot of anti-Semitic jokes in this thing. It goes full tilt boogie. Yeah, that could not be remade today. Okay, so it's this movie. It co-stars Jessica Chastain, Nicolas Coster-Waldau. Is that how you say his name?
I know he's Danish, right?
Yeah, whatever. We're playing the Fast and the Loose over here. Megan Charpentier and Isabelle and Elise, and it's about two little girls who are left abandoned in the forest after their father is mysteriously killed. And they grow up like kind of feral, but they've been taken care of by this entity called Mama. And they have to like move in with like their uncle, and then they're like, fuck.
Yeah.
What
Have you
the
seen this
fuck?
before?
No, this is my first time watching this.
The tables have turned.
You've seen this one.
I
Okay, so what were
have.
your initial thoughts when you first saw this?
And if you like look on the Wikipedia when you go to like the responses, I can't remember who said, I think it was one of the Chicago publications, and they're like, it was fun. You know, it was a fun little, like, it's like going on a thrill ride. You're not expecting the most fucking technologically advanced piece of anything. You're just like, I'm here for fun. And that I thought it was very fun. And I do like Guillermo del Toro. I like his shit. I do. I'm a sucker for that stuff. It was spooky. And I did not like how Mama looked CGI wise, like when it was very, very CGI. But other than, you know, like that's dumb nitpicky. I still thought it was fun.
Yeah, I really wish that Mama was more like practical, more like Pan's Labyrinth, like
Yeah, the fawn.
the fawn in Pan's Labyrinth, because that I love that movie, and I remember when I first saw it, it scared me. Like that thing scared
Oh
me.
yeah. The good character in the
Right.
movie
He's not
scared the
even
shit
like that
out
fucked up no eye freak.
of
It's this
you.
guy. He's a good guy for the most part, kind of. And like that was scary. And I was like, why is he so scary?
Yeah. What'd you think?
I liked it. You know, I like a good type of atmospheric type of like fairy tale feel. I like fairy tales, and I feel like we need more fairy tale based films that have
Yeah.
that same feeling of that once upon a time feel. You know, I like that, and I appreciated it. I mean, like in this case, it's once upon a time to the 2008 financial crisis, but that's still a time.
I wholly forgot the setup. I knew, like, you know, like we'll talk about it. It's not a big spoiler, right? Like, I know that they end up in a cabin. I forgot, and I know that, like, I actually forgot that there was more malicious shit going on. I was just like, they're driving in the snow and the parents died. So then when I rewatched it, I was like, oh, completely forgot that.
It's wild. I want more movies that where the horror is just capitalism. That's
Yeah.
really the villain.
Truly.
Yeah. Also,
We have a lot of.
don't murder your colleagues and your wife and try to kill your children. Like that's fucked up.
Yeah, well, arguably not the most sane person in the world that does that.
No, not at all. But are you ready to get into this movie?
Oh, I sure am.
Yes. All right. So the movie starts off with a very disheveled Nicolas Coster-Waldau, but still hot. this was my take. I was like, wow, he just murdered
He
his wife, but he's so cute.
has also the hair of like, he's like someone that would make his money in the stock market, but still had the hair of someone that was about to go play in his emo cover band.
Yeah, he's like he still got edge to him, you know? But it's also like really weird because like you're like playing like Rage Against and like but you're
You're playing Rage Against the Machine, but you're like, you're the machine.
You're like, you're the machine. And it's like, damn, that's you. Do you ever stop and think about that? And he thought about it too hard, and that's why he murdered his wife and is going to kill himself. So
it was good. You didn't see any of it. Like, you just heard like gunshots, and then you heard about like the report
on the radio and stuff.
On the radio.
That like, he's like, wants it. Yeah. So he murders his colleagues and his wife, and then he steals his two little girls, 3-year-old Victoria and 1-year-old Lily. They're so cute little babies. But he's like, got them in the car, and he's like driving erratically. It's snowing. And while this is happening, we have out of his like a twin brother. Cause at first I was like, oh, is this like, did we just like jump ahead? Is that him? It's like, no, it's his twin brother is looking for him and for the girls while this is like going on. So see, his twin brother like lived authentically. And that's why, you know, cause he was like, I'm an artist, and he like maintained that. And that's why he's alive, you know?
Exactly. That is the message to take away from this.
That was my takeaway. Yeah. I love that in movies, twins always have to be opposites. They can never just be like kind of alike, which I feel like is oftentimes the case. They're usually like kind of alike.
They're either creepily exactly the same,
yeah,
or they're like the polar opposites. It's just like, I went to law school. It's like, yeah, you know, actually that wasn't my bag. So I just went into accounting, and I'm still loaded too. But
yeah, were you really into Mary-Kate and Ashley when you were growing up?
Sure wasn't.
Yeah, I mean, I had to figure it out, your boy, but like, that was every Mary-Kate and Ashley movie was like, I'm a tomboy, I'm a girly girl, I'm smart, I'm a fucking idiot. Like, it was always just like polar opposites. Like, I like jeans, I wear skirts. It's like always like that. That's how you know which one's which. It was never,
I like, rock
like,
music, I like Jesus.
Sure. She's like, I have a healthy relationship with my parents, I'm in a cult. You know, like, it's always like,
and they're
that.
Like, you have the same parents. This isn't like the Parent Trap. You have the same parents.
Yeah. I'm like, why are you so different? Like, you guys literally grew up in like share a room, and the room's always like divide on the like the middle, and it's like one's like dark and one's like pink. It's like, yeah, I love that shit. I live for that shit. Anyway, but yeah, no, this guy, they weren't as whimsical, these twins, unfortunately. So he crashes the car but survives. And he takes the girls, and they find themselves like in this like abandoned cabin, like in the middle of the woods. So he goes in there, and he's trying to like work up the nerve to like kill his daughters and himself. But right before he's able to shoot Victoria, who specifically wears glasses, this is important. This like shadowy figure comes and like snatches it up and like breaks his bones, and he's dead. And that was Mama.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mama.
Yeah. Oh, man. What a sad, sad man about to murder suicide his family.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do also like how much of this hinges on the fact that she's like, and also not like super blind. Like, she's seen enough of the world that like they showed like what she saw from her bleary standpoint. And it's like, that's still her dad floating in the air. And like bones cracking. And I was like, yeah, that'd still be pretty. I don't need glasses to be afraid of that.
Yeah, but I guess she's three. But you know, all movies, horror movies especially, always hinge on little children just like having no sense of the world, which is like true, but also like not true. Like, kids do have a sense of what is, of something that's peculiar. Like, that's weird. Like, that's not
normal. Yeah, yeah.
That's outside of my norm, you know? Like, if I started to jerk walk towards my nephew and he's 2, I think he would be like unsettled by it, just because he's like, what the fuck? Like, she doesn't ever walk like that. Like, why is she walking like that?
I'm very proud of my brain, because first on hearing you say that, it sounded like you said, I don't jerk off. And then I was, and split second thinking, I was like, she wouldn't say that. Walk, jerk walk. All right, got it.
Yeah, jerk walk.
And in real time, realize Sonic isn't a pervert. And anyway,
I like how you're saying that the sun's just like shining on my face. I'm like a little angel. Like, I'm somebody's like taken away. Like, oh
yeah, she just got raptured.
Yeah, God, can you imagine when you keep doing the podcast,
silently weeping? Not because my friend's gone, just because I realize what it means that I'm also not gone.
Aw. Because you're evil. Anyway, you're not evil. You're a great guy. You'd be raptured too. Everybody in the pool listens to this podcast is gonna be raptured. That's how you get to heaven, is listening to this podcast. Just tell your friends.
It's a small heaven.
It's a very small heaven, but it's clutch. It's very like exclusive. So we have a time jump 5 years later. Now we have like, okay, so the twin brother, Lucas, right? This is very like, okay, I thought that him and Jessica Chastain are so funny because they're like, we're alternative, but it felt so fake and like so like Hot Topic goth. Like they're like, so he's
Truly.
like an artist. He has black hair and black makeup.
He's an artist and she has black hair.
And
And
oh, she's edgy.
that's every edgy couple in the early 2010s.
He wears a beanie. It's
He
like,
has glasses
ew.
that detach at the bridge, and he wears them on he has the headband form so he can take them off. It was a weird set of glasses. That's all I clocked immediately.
Yeah, they're like cool alternative couple who live in Richmond, Virginia. And I'm like, okay.
You also like to, because we find out, right, that we get a call from people that still searching the woods to try and find his brother or something. Excuse me, but it's from this account that of money that his brother left him. One, his brother must have left him a fuck ton of money. That's very nice. Two, that fucker had a whole ass family, and he's so like, if hypothetically my wife and my kids die, give it to my brother. And I'm like, this man was thinking.
Yeah, he thought
Actually, never
ahead.
mind.
Well, he probably thought he was like, who's planning the murder,
Yeah,
the
actually,
annihilation of his family?
now that I think about this, yeah, he's a monster. But also really nice of him. He's like 5 years later, he's still like, keep drawing that account, look for him, go off.
Like, he doesn't even use the money for himself. He's like a shitty little apartment. And he's like, no, use all of it to find my nieces and maybe my brother. But also, like, if you do find my brother, like, don't say anything to anybody. Like, don't just say girl.
Yeah,
You know,
really
low-key, he's
actually.
like, don't turn him in, please. We're twins. I love him.
Yeah, he I also like to like the setup, because we get to also what brilliant writing. We need to set up that he's a selfless man and that he's never given up on these kids, but also that he's broke as fuck
But
and
also
is just like,
juxtapose with his shitty, selfish girlfriend. They don't say it, but it's very much like a
oh
woman
yeah,
who
because
doesn't
she's
want to have babies, and that's like she's bad for that reason. Like she's
yeah she's
bad.
like, get, that's her first line of dialogue here, right? And it's like, guess who's not pregnant?
Right. And it's like, I don't think this is like intentional, but this is very much like a common trope in movies of women who doesn't want to have kids, and it's like, we're by the end of this movie, we're gonna fucking make her have a baby. And you're gonna like it, audience. And she's gonna love it. It's like, what? That's weird. Don't do that. But anyway, but no, they find the girls, right? Like the guys find this cabin and they
On
find all
the
these
last
cherry
fucking
pits.
payment. Yeah.
Lucky. Find these cherry pits and shit because the kids have been like,
Mound
it's
of
like
cherry pits.
surviving on cherries. And I'm like, they would have all types of rickets, these girls. Like, there's no way, all the rickets, they would have all of them because there's no way they're surviving off of cherries alone. And they're like, they're able to move like that. No, those kids would be like in the corner, just like barely
Well, because
alive.
they broke all their bones and they're just growing back however they can, or like healing, you
They just grew back as crabs, so it's scuttling around. But they find the girls and they're fully in a feral state. I'm not saying that like the way they say on TikTok, because they're actually feral children, like, the famous accounts of feral children who have been raised in the wild. And they're like, oh shit. But they're scary though, because they're all like, they don't know how to react, how to like handle people. And like, they are scared, obviously, and they're feral.
Yeah.
So they get taken in by this welfare clinic under the care of this doctor. And they find out, okay, like, and like the brother goes there, and so is a girlfriend, to like kind of like observe them while they're in this like in cage, this like perfectly set up room for like feral kids.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, this
It,
is perfect.
the Hilton Inn for feral kids,
Like, oh,
yeah,
how
for
convenient.
sure.
Like, oh yeah, they just found the place that they had Genie in. They're like, yeah, put him in there. So, do you remember Genie from school, like psychology? Did you ever take a class, psychology class in high school and learn about Genie?
No. Well, I took a
Really?
psychology class, but I never learned about Genie. Or maybe I did.
You know
That
about
was the first
Genie.
period class for me, so I fell asleep a lot.
Genie, she was like the girl. It's actually really sad. It's a sad case of abuse, but she was abused severely and was not allowed to, like, no one spoke to her and she was not allowed to interact with other people. So when she was discovered, she was a feral and like, couldn't speak and was like feral child, basically, child who's just never been socialized in any way. But they're like observing them, and they're like, yeah, so these girls apparently survived because they made up this like figure called Mama that took care of them, and that's their deal. But obviously the brother's like, okay, I'm clearly going to take them. But there's like the sister, I think, of the wife, who understandably is like, no, you fucking freaky, you freaky adult twin.
It's the aunt, right? Because
Yeah, the aunt, their aunt.
that was a warm moment. Well, I thought it was like the aunt of the slain wife.
That's what I thought. Is it not?
No, okay, sorry. In my mind, never mind. We're on the
You
same
might be
page.
right. I might have missed that, but I assumed it was like the family of the wife, and they were like,
Yeah, they're just like, I'm
no,
loaded and want to take this
we're
these
rich. And
children.
also, your brother like murdered
That
their
was
mother,
a
and you look just like him. And that I'm not okay with that.
yeah.
You
But
fucking
also,
freak.
but that was a cute moment when he was just like, "Hey, Victoria, you used to wear these things called glasses." And then she puts them on and she's just like, "Dad." And then she's like holding on to him. I'm like, that's kind of heartwarming.
It's heartwarming, but also fucked up. But like, I love
Yeah.
those videos of like identical twins, like the dads, and they're like trying to like, they go to their
Full
kids and they're like
babies.
full baby. The baby's like, ah, Uncle Daddy, what the
And they see two and they're just like, oh God, this actually is why we get a lot of like that's actually what started people on multiverse theory. It's just when I was a baby, I saw two of my dad at once and I just couldn't get over that.
And it was just like they're your uncle.
But
Yeah.
yeah, contested court thing, and that's when the doctor it almost seemed kind of scuzzy, but not really, because he was just like, obviously she's a better choice because she has money and can
Right.
care for these. It's like, but they'll do what I say. It's like, you obviously love them more, but if it's like you can't provide as well, but I can put you in a fully funded house as long as you just let me continue studying them.
He's like, I'm trying to be the next doctor that every high school student learns about. I want to be that
Yeah,
guy. But
exactly.
also, I'm like, what university is this that just has the funding to just like house people? Like, I was like, this is,
Because that's not a shitty house. That is a
it was a
full, that's a country
nice,
manor.
right? It was a nice suburban home, a nice colonial with like four bedrooms, probably like
Oh,
four
wait, at
bedrooms, like
least.
three baths, one half bath, perhaps. It was very nice. And they're like, okay, cool. We love a free house. Our current apartment is sucks. It's got mold, probably. So they get the girls, and the oldest girl, because she was like three, she can talk, and she's like a little bit more like acclimated to people. But the baby is, the Lily is fucking
No.
like, she's all walking on all fours and shit. She's like, she's fucked up.
Still.
Like she's fully like, I'm a little ape child. So Annabelle is the name of the girlfriend. She starts having like nightmares and dreams, right? Like, it's very clear there's like some weird going on. And like, oh, there's a really great scene in one of the early aughts. I love it when like she's going to see get go to Lily, and Lily's playing with someone. And you think at
I
first she's
love that
playing,
scene, yeah,
yeah, she
with
thinks she's playing with
Victoria.
Victoria, but then Victoria shows up. So she's like playing, and at one point she's like floating in the sky. Like she's like, it's just
Yeah.
like, oh, what the fuck? This thing has followed them, and we're not clear what it is. But while this is happening, we also have like another like storyline, like Dr. Dreyfus, who's like doing his own research to like figure out, is there any relationship? Like, was there potentially somebody, an actual person that might have been
Because he did
taking
that
care of them?
hypnotherapy, and then it was like, wow, Victoria's giving me some very, very specific details of stories. And
Right.
that's when, like, he's like at the fucking courthouse or something, or the whatever, searching for like vital records. Like, where's the nearest like mental like clinic? And they're like, not for miles and miles. But there was this one that was actually only 5 miles away.
Yeah, but that
And
patient
that
died in the
was delight. Yeah,
1800s.
and it was delightful, kind of like hammy acting, but not hammy. It's like, well, why didn't you bring this to me? Because it closed in 1872. Whoa.
It's like, who's this lady he's working with? She's like a little, like, she's like a creepy old woman who like works with him. She's
Yeah.
like,
She's like the most action I've seen in a fortnight times 90 years.
Yeah, basically. And she's like, that asylum closed in 1872. I used to love doing that. Like, I still kind of do it, but I'll just make a joke sometimes of like, and he died 10 years ago. And it's like not real. 'Cause I don't know. I just want everything to be a ghost. Anyway, so Annabelle at one point also has a dream where we find out about like this woman's past, right? So oh, actually, I think before that, we should probably talk about when Lucas gets fucked up. So he's like going to what was he doing? I don't, he notices this weird thing in like the wall, and it looks almost like it's mold or something. It expands, and then
Yeah.
like Mama pops out, and like he gets thrown down a flight of stairs, somehow doesn't die. He landed on his like neck. I'm like, oh, he's
Yeah.
dead. Like he died. No, he's in a coma.
Just a coma and a little broken wrist. A little broken wrist.
Right. Like I was shocked to see by the end of the movie, he's like running around. I'm like, no, that man is dead. Like that man is in a wheelchair at the very least. Like there's no way. Falls at home are actually very serious. People do not think about that. But like, no, like falling on the stairs, actually very dangerous. Hurts a lot of people every year. So anyway, she's in the hospital now. So
PSA.
yeah, like stair safety important. So I live in an apartment. That's because I have the money. So but she so now Annabelle's left with these kids, and you know, as we've established, she hates kids because she's an evil woman who likes to play
Well,
rock and roll music.
that was like even earlier, we get this bit where, because she's in a band and she's talking to one of her band, and it's like, that's not your life, you know? It's like, you don't have to deal with that. And saying, like, well, I kind of have to. And she's like, you're in a band. And she's like, I was in a band. I'm like, yeah, you can't have any interests or hobbies now.
Yeah, you're in a
You.
band. Girls in bands can't have babies. That's fucking psycho. Did you recognize who that actress was? The one who was like talking to her?
No.
That is the actress that played Amber D'Alessio, aka the hot dog girl from Mean Girls.
Oh,
She gets a
yeah.
lot of like random cameo work, or not like really cameo work, but like small like bit parts in movies. And I always find her and I'm like, that's Amber D'Alessio. Put some respect on her name. Anyway. So now Annabelle's taking care of these kids, and she's like, this is creepy. But she has this dream where we find out about this woman's past. So apparently there was this lady named Edith, and she got sent to an asylum, and her baby was given to nuns, but she escaped and took her baby back. And when she was fleeing, she jumped off of a cliff. But before she hit the water, she made an impact with like a branch, and she drowned, but the child's corpse got like stuck on the branch and didn't fall with her. So now they're like, oh shit. You know, she's understand why the baby's there with her. So now she's kind of like searching the woods for her baby.
Do you
It's
also
very
like,
like La Llorona type of vibes.
yeah, we also get the explanation from, again, like records woman when she's talking to Dr. Dreyfus being like, do you know what happens when someone dies? The soul leaves their corpse and they wander around looking for like whatever kept them here. Their body becomes twisted by the elements. And I was just like, okay, give us this lore. Who are you? Like, you've just been working in the
Are you
back of this
Mama?
library.
Like, why do
Yes.
you know all of this? Like,
Are you an apostate? Like, what's happening?
no, you're right. I'm like, why do you know that? But also, like, you know, common folklore of like
Oh, yeah.
woman loses child and is doomed to walk the earth looking for her baby. I love stories like that. And you know, and it's also I love about Guillermo del Toro. I mean, he's produced this, but it always has that element of like, you know, like kind of like, you know, taking very old kind of folktale themes and weaving it into something modern, which I think is pretty cool. Like weaving it into the financial crisis, I think is like dope.
So dope.
That's exactly what we needed. Lucas gets up. He gets out of his coma now, right? Because that fall didn't break him. He is a Lannister, so they're lions. So he like wakes up and he's like, I'm fine. But he has this vision of his dead. Okay, so he has this vision of his dead twin. Do you listen to the dead twin who murdered the family? I'm like, I don't know. I think that's a demon. Like, I don't think that's your brother.
It's always a toss-up, you know, because at the end of the day, and I always, do you ever think about this? In modern day, if someone, and it could be the truest fucking thing in the world, but if someone came up to you with like like a burning bush story, like God talked to me through this thing, you're not believing them. Like it's a
No.
t you know, it's like it's you're is this like a god trying to steer you in the right direction, a demon trying to throw you off course? We're all like, no, it's a bad trip, and we're just gonna have you wait it out, drink some water,
Right, I
and
think you just
then
had a
we're gonna f
psychiatric break. Like,
yeah, and then we're gonna forget that this ever happened.
right. That's why, like, whenever I get into like religious conversations or like debates with family, I always bring up like, why don't things like that happen anymore? Like, I feel like this wouldn't this day and age be perfect for someone to see a burning bush because they would put it on the internet and then we would all believe. Like, wouldn't that like,
Yeah.
if I were God and I was like trying to get people to be like to believe in Jesus, like I would be making miracles happen all. I would ramp it up. So I'm like, oh my God, TikTok, this is
This is
perfect for me.
JC,
Right.
JC
Jesus,
of Nazareth.
I'm back. Like, Jesus is doing the renegade dance or
Come to the
whatever.
club. We got a ton of LaCroix, which are turning into Franzia.
Right. I feel like this would be perfect time for him to do that. Like burning bush galore. I would be getting so many virgins pregnant. I would be doing it all the time. Except like this is gonna because one of them is gonna go online and be like, pregnant, never had a baby, had sex, crazy, question mark, crazy. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway. So anyway, he listens to his fucking stupid evil brother and he's like, you gotta save my daughters. Like I couldn't when I tried to murder them. Remember when I did that? Anyway, yeah,
Save them how I couldn't.
because
You
I did it.
actively or
Like
the, yeah.
I was the villain. I don't appreciate the dead twin getting like a redemption. Like, save my daughters. Like, no, fuck you. You did all you caused all of this, you weirdo. Like, I'm sorry the crash happened. It happened to a lot of people. You would have been fine. So anyway, so Victoria, okay. So like now they're starting to build a bond though, Victoria and the girlfriend, right?
It's cute. I know. Like
It's nice, you
Lily,
know.
and even Lily is still super like apprehensive and shit. Like clearly will like never ever like she'll never be mama. But like there's a scene when like Victoria won't go do like their little midnight hang with mama. So
Their witching
they're wishing.
hour
Yeah.
with
So
mama.
she just goes and she just stays outside and is like freezing in the morning. Fucking Annabelle's like she's like fuck this and just like grabs her is like full on trying to put her in like a fucking half Nelson or whatever just like has her and then she's just like breathing you know like breathing on her hand like rubbing it to make it warm and she's like oh my god this is what motherhood is and I mean like Lilia she's like oh my god this is care she's never once in her feral years thought of breathing on her hands for warmth and this was revolutionary to her, and she's like, "All right, maybe Annabelle isn't that bad."
Like, oh my God, that's she's like, that's so mother. That's
And
her, she's
Victoria,
mama now.
yeah, Victoria's like, one moment, like, "Are you okay? I love you," and you're like, "Oh, damn." But
Yeah.
Mama's not liking this.
No, especially because she was like, remember, like Annabelle earlier was so resistant to one of them calling her mama, and she was like, no, I'm cool,
Yeah.
girlfriend. Don't ever call me that. I just had a took a pregnancy test and I was negative and I was so happy. Don't ever call me mama. And the little girl's like, what's a pregnancy test? I'm feral and also like five. So anyway, oh, okay. So they find, no. What happened? Oh, the doctor gets killed.
Yeah, because now he's fully figured out exactly who this is. Because he's interrogated through hypnosis, Victoria enough. He's gotten enough. And he also got like the remains of her baby, which
Yeah,
have
I'm
just been
like,
kept in a warehouse in a fucking filing box that you would see it like a fucking DMV's like old paper files or some shit, you know?
why wasn't that buried? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, they're like, oh, they're like, when this one cemetery was like exhumed and blah blah blah, if the remains weren't claimed, they were put into an office.
Can you imagine being like the low level like person who's just like they're telling you like organize the trash heap and you're like, oh, gotta organize shit, and then you find baby bones. Like, do you know how upsetting that would be? I don't care how old the bones are, they're
Yeah,
hundreds of
I
years. That's still baby bones. I don't want to see that.
don't. I think the only way that I could be remotely okay with that is if I was working in like the fucking archaeologist department of a museum, and still they'd be like, "Hey, we did a dig site and we found the bones of children." I'm like, "Thanks for the heads up."
Yeah, I definitely need a trigger warning before I look at those. Like, just like let me know it's what I'm about to see. So they find the and Dreyfus gets attacked though by Mama, and Mama also attacks Annabelle and the girls, and also kills the. Oh, so she's the maternal great aunt. Okay.
Yeah.
But then she uses her body to like to try to get the kids away with her. So now they're like, oh shit, we have to go get the kids because now she's like stealing the babies because like she's angry now, you know, because she wants her baby back, ribs.
And I like that Luke is just there wandering, like his brother, excuse me, like in his dream was like, "Oh, save them, go this way." Like he finds pictures from like the when he was still in the hospital, he was searching through like the search files and finds the picture of exactly where his brother was in the vision, and then, but still didn't find the cabin. Like, so either he's just very bad at finding things, or his brother's a shitty ghost and was just like, "It's over there somewhere. Go, go,
Movie
go."
ghosts are never specific. I was gonna give you some fucking like riddles. Like, you know, tell me, like, what are you doing? Like, you're trying to save your daughters. Like, you're wasting time and you're like, ooh.
Why didn't you find it yet? You said go that way. No, I said save my children, and I just stuck my arm out. You interpret that as
I
pointing?
did that dramatically. And then they just have that argument like siblings. You always did this growing up. You were never specific. You're always saying some vague bullshit. You never told me the truth. And it's like a
I was
whole thing.
preparing you for this moment.
Meanwhile, Mama just like jumps off with your two kids. Like, no one cares. But anyway, so Annabelle tries to offer the remains to Mama, but she's like, and like she very briefly turns human. We think like, oh, it's gonna like she's gonna be like, oh, like okay, like the
And
curse is
then
broken. But it's
fucking
like, no.
Lily just had to scream out, try to get her attention. Yeah, mama. I was like, just, you have a perfectly normal human mother replacement. She's
Right.
coming. Yeah. By this point, she's fully come around. Like, she's, Lu like, Lucas gets fucking knocked out again.
Of course, Lucas is dead. Lucas needs to be dead. Like, this is
And
ridiculous.
Annabelle's just like, it's just like those, like boxing, like movie fights, where it's like, "Fuck, you're knocked out." And they're like, "Not as long as I can breathe." Gets knocked out again. It's just like still
Lucas
inching towards.
is like Giles in every episode of Buffy, just like getting him knocked out and somehow like not having like severe like head trauma. He's just fine.
Truly.
But yeah, so she comes, and that's exactly why they like they sacrifice Lily. They're like, Lily's never gonna figure it. Lily's never gonna get it. Okay, like we need to just let her go. But yeah, so she goes back to like her evil form again, right? And she's trying to take the girls. So then Victoria wants to stay with Annabelle because she's like, you're warm and not scary looking. Like, you look like a human woman, and I like that. Mama's like, but I need one. Like, and I'm like, why? Like, why did we need to let Mama
Just
get
take your
like
L.
compromised? Like, no, like take like, no. Mama's like, I'll have one though. And they're like, well, Lily is still
Well,
fucked up and
I
feral. She'll
suppose you're.
probably never be regular kid, so just let her go.
They cut their losses. They're like, "Well, Victoria is very like Instagrammable." This one, I'm not so much.
Yeah, she's the less cute kid, and they're like, no. It's like, no, she's adorable, but I really do think it was a really fucked up like implication of like, yeah, Lily will never be normal. Like, let her go. I'm just like, no.
And I was mean, like, at the end of the day, in all practicality, because it's not like mama wouldn't have taken it laying down. I mean, this is not like the in the moment thought process, but I was just like, it was give them one and then they're both kind of happy how they end up, or give
Right.
them none and then they do, she'll just keep haunting you forever.
Yeah, they're like they really did like a full Sophie's Choice, and they're like, Lily. So anyway, the kid they Mama takes Lily, they jump off the cliff, and they're both happy about it. So I guess it's fine.
They're both happy about it.
I guess it's okay because
They
Lily
turn
was
into.
doesn't understand the finality of death, so she's happy. So they're
Exactly.
like, ah,
Yeah,
it's
she's like,
fine.
"What's happening? Nothing. I'm just hanging out with mama and we're skydiving. We're cliff jumping."
They turn into
And then they
moths.
hit that fucking branch and they turn into glowing moths.
Oh yeah, we forgot to mention moths are like a big motif like throughout this. It's always like a moth.
Yeah, they're Lily's food sometimes.
And I was hoping the ending would be like sometimes, like, maybe they'll like look and like, actually it's Lily, like Lily like have she didn't die, she's fine. No, she's dead. Lily is
Yeah,
gone
she's
with
gone.
Mama. And now you have to explain this to CPS. What the fuck happened to the other little kids?
Yeah. You know, that would be.
They're taking Victoria away.
I think that would be a fun comedy, like horror movie. It's just like after the resolution of the movie, and it's just like th this their life is awful from here on out. Like Victoria's getting taken away. Those two are going to prison.
Yeah, Victoria's in the fucking system now, and she's probably reverting back to her feral ways. So she's like, you know, in some like group home, and she's over there like scuttling around on fours, and all the kids are scared of her because that's scary.
This is kind of reminding me of like, I don't know, like after Dr. Dreyfus goes missing and dies, like his receptionist like, oh, the doctor's gone, and starts like weeping and just like goes like into some office or like, you know, just like is her role is to just be sad, cry walk down the hallway and like enter a room. And then I was like, I wonder what's her story? What's happening behind that? Like, I was like, the actors just behind that door, like, oh, fucking done. Ugh. But
I'm
I want
so
to know
glad.
this receptionist story. But
Yeah.
that's Mama.
That's Mama. That was Mama. This made me want to watch rewatch The Woman in Black.
I've never seen it.
Ooh, that should we need to watch that at some point. The Woman in Black is so good. Daniel Radcliffe is in it, and it has like a similar like thing of like, you know, ghost woman who haunts place, and we need to do something about
Ghost
wait.
woman who haunts place.
Yeah. But it's like English and everyone's like British and talks like this. And it's based off of a book from like the 80s. But
Okay.
yeah, that was Mama. I liked it. I didn't love it. It was like, oh, that was fine. Like it wasn't, you know, great, but it also wasn't terrible.
Yeah. Do you think it would be made more great or terrible if it were a black movie? And as I say it now, I'm like, I don't know if I really clocked any black people in this movie.
No, there are no black people in this movie. It's a very white movie.
Or if they
We
did,
don't.
right, they're like super background.
I would like to see
Okay.
more movies like this with black people. I think we have a lot of folklore in the diaspora about like kind of ghost women that I think would be interesting to explore. And I mean, I'm not saying this has never been explored. Like I mentioned, this is definitely like very much similar to like the La Llorona type of story. But I think about like Mami Wata and how she kind of shows up in a lot of West African folklore and folklore in the Caribbean and even in the United States. I think it'd be interesting to see something like that that kind of also draws from our own folk tales and stuff with similar themes in that. I'd watch that.
I'd watch that.
Yeah, because this type of folk character shows up in a lot of cultures too, of like mother type character searching for her baby, her lost child, or woman who some sort of sign of fertility or something. Like there's a lot of that. So yeah, I'd like to see that, or a black movie kind of, you know, reference to
Yes, I agree.
that. You sound you're like, oh yes, indubitably.
I was going for it, but I stopped before the
In dudes, as you're saying, in dudes,
I'm a cool academic.
yeah, deaf, cool, in dudes. All right, so we'll be back next week with Good Night, Mommy. Wow, this month is flying by already. It's crazy.
I know.
Yeah, we'll be back with Good Night, Mommy from 2014 specifically, which I'm excited to rewatch. I saw this in grad school with my roommates, and we were very, very scared. All three was going to see it at a movie theater in Chicago that was rumored to be haunted. So it was very fun.
Aw,
Yeah. And then
nice.
we got pho after. It was a cool day. Still remember it.
Thought you were trying to say we got fucked up after, but you just stopped it. We got pho.
Yeah, we got pho and then we went home. And I was scared to go to sleep. Yeah. And then okay, also be sure to check out next week because we're going to announce what movie we're gonna be watching as our final. Our winner. So you guys had some really great choices and also a lot of shout outs to folks and I'll read them later of some write-ins, even though I told you not to give me any write-ins, but
Sanique knows how to praise and shame.
I smack your like a mommy. I'm like, I love you so much, but also I didn't tell you to do that. Second little hint. But yeah, so we'll let you guys know what we're going to be watching for our final week. I love this. I think this is something I want to implement. I think, could we start doing this like a viewer's choice movie every month?
Why not?
Why not? Would
Or
you
like
guys
every
like that?
other, at least. Yeah.
Or
Let us
every
know if you
other,
would like
like,
to vote something, vote on something, and if so, the frequency of which.
yeah, maybe on like the months that we have like 5 Mondays instead of 4, because this
Ooh,
month did
yeah.
fly by. But like, yeah, we have like an extra Monday. Why not? Let's get you guys. Let it be known that We Die First is a supporter of democracy.
Truly.
Absolutely. But do you, before we go, Andrew, do you have any last words?
Hey, yeah, diversify your bonds. If there's a big old market crash, the sun will come out tomorrow. Maybe don't freak out. Maybe don't freak out. And then so many more people will live much better lives. That's just good advice. Actually, we need more fucking red warning, with gun purchases, like flags. So it's like if there's a big like stock market crash, maybe be like, if I see that you're buying a gun and before today you had a lot of money in your bank account, maybe I won't sell you.
Right. Ooh, I like that. I like that you just like propose, it's like some like really good like policy, like gun control policy, gun reform policy.
This podcast is an educational podcast. I'm trying to do. I'm trying to live up to Robin, always chasing that intelligent high.
I love that. I love that. Yeah. So I think those are very wise words. Thank you so much for listening, and stay spooky, y'all.
Stay spooky.
Bye-bye.